October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is some positive news. This week it came out that there has been a 40% drop in breast cancer deaths between 1989 and 2015. So that means approximately 322,000 or so deaths have been averted, but still nearly 252,000, almost 253,000 new breast cancers are likely to be diagnosed in the upcoming year. 40,600 women will likely die from breast cancer yet this year, and only lung cancer claims more lives. So it's still, breast cancer is still a very deadly, serious disease. And here to answer some questions for us and help us know some preventative things we can do is Dr. Pauline Sheth, an MD and assistant professor of radiology at the University of Southern Cal, USC, the Keck School of Medicine there. And doctor, you're the medical director of breast imaging at the Norris Comprehensive Cancer Center in LA. Did I get all that right?
You got it all right. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's quite a resume, and I think, doctor, you're as a member also of the American College of Radiology Breast Imaging Commission, you're the person, the very most qualified to guide us through this this month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this serious health issue. So my first question, doctor, is do women still need to start getting mammograms at age 40? Because sometimes you hear things in the media that would say otherwise.
Yes, absolutely. There is some confusion out there among different organizations and governmental bodies that when to start screening and how often to start screening with mammography. But the recommendation that we put forth in our profession and that I strongly agree with and that the data support is for every woman to begin screening mammography starting at age 40 every year. And it's important to note that,
go ahead. I was going to say, why age 40? Why not 45 or 50? What's magical at 40?
So, first of all, at age 40, the breast cancer incidence does increase. There's a spike that increases from their late 30s into their 40s. And so that's an age that is in the past been sometimes neglected, that these women can get breast cancers. Women think that it's an older person's disease, but women starting at age 40 do have an elevated risk. And, in fact, about 1 in 6 cancers do occur in women in their 40s. Furthermore, it's shown that by not scanning women in their 40s or only screening women at high risk in their 40s, more than 75% of women with no risk factors will be missed and cancers will not be diagnosed early and very treatable.
Well, doctor, speaking of risk factors, what are risk factors? I guess a family history certainly would be one. Are there others that we should be aware of?
Yes, and most people may not know the risk factors per se, but a woman who's had multiple family members with breast cancer, particularly first-degree relatives like a sister, a mother, a daughter, a grandmother, a maternal aunt, would put you at increased risk. Again, it's since breast cancer is so common, and most breast cancers occur in women without any identifiable or known risk factors. Sometimes it's just statistical that some women in your family would have cancers. But if there's a clustering of breast, and particularly breast and ovarian, because there is a genetic predisposition for cancer, something called, it's referred to as the breast cancer gene, but in the medical terms, it's called the BRCA gene. And again, this is a small percentage of the population, and if there are signs that a woman's family is getting cancers, multiple cancers, or at a young age, or multiple family members, then they should seek a consultation with their doctor or a geneticist to see if they have this predisposition, and if additional supplemental screening or earlier screening is warranted in them. But to answer your question, yes, there are breast cancer genes. There are women who have a genetic predisposition with their multiple family members, and as well as some women who have had Hodgkin's lymphoma and had radiation as part of their treatment in their late teens and early 20s have an elevated risk of developing breast cancer and then should be screened earlier in that regard. So something you may want to check with your physician.
So 40 is just kind of the latest age you want to, the oldest age you want to get your first checkup. And then if there's other conditions, then it's indicated you ought to go earlier. And how often do they need these screenings? So
they should be screened every year. If you screen every year starting at age 40, assuming you're at average risk, which is what most people are, your chances of dying from breast cancer does decrease by 40%, as you mentioned, exactly in the most recent studies that have come out. And this has been supported by other studies, too, that the best chance of cure and for decreasing the chance of dying from breast cancer is to catch cancers early. And to do this, you got to screen regularly, which is annually starting at age 40. The biggest impediment we have is that only about 65% of women age 40 and older have reported having gotten a mammogram in the last 2 years, and still fewer get one every year. So there's missed opportunities for this very simple life-saving test that can be done. Now, do mammograms detect every cancer in every patient? No, there's no test that's going to find every cancer, but it's the only medical test that's shown to decrease a woman's chance of dying from breast cancer.
So I talked to prevention earlier, and that's not what I meant, I guess, because really it's detection. There's not a prevention, but detection reduces the rate so much. And as for why more women don't get them at age 40, is it solely the discomfort? Is the payment?
Well, it's multifactorial, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that I do want to just touch on really briefly for your audience. One factor may be just misconception. There's conflicting reports that do trickle out into the lay press and into the public, and that's why a platform such as yours and why this radio interview is very important, because you provide us a platform to educate a wide variety of potential people who may develop breast cancer. That there's some organizations say you should get it every 2 years, some say every year, some say don't start at age 40, others say start at age 50, and there's a lot of confusion. And so that's one reason why women may not be getting it. Another reason, as you mentioned, is access. Now, mammography compared to other screening tests is relatively not as expensive, but there is cost involved, and if, according to the recommendations by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which we're recommending that mammography be done only starting at age 50 and every 2 years, which is not agreed upon by many other medical organizations involved with breast cancer screening, such as the American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging. Insurance companies under the Affordable Care Act are not mandated without a strong endorsement by this task force to provide coverage for mammogram. So even if a woman wants to get it and their doctor thinks they should get it, they are not necessarily going to cover it. Now, the government, the Congress, has put out a moratorium that mandates insurance companies to cover screening mammography for this population of patients. But that moratorium will end at the end of 2018. So then, unless it's extended or repealed, or the recommendations from that task force change, many women may not have access to mammography coverage by their insurance companies, and unfortunately women will die from this disease if given that access.
You mentioned the cost is relatively low for a mammography, so, I mean, what's your life worth, I guess, but if you don't have coverage, I can understand why perhaps you wouldn't go for a screening.
Especially when there's confusion about what is the value. Also, women may have a misconception that there's the radiation involved, although it's minuscule and insignificant, or that there's discomfort in getting a mammogram, which there is, but it's transient, and there's no lasting effects. And you have to have some amount of compression to get a good quality picture and to decrease the dose in the breast. But it's a small trade-off for potentially finding a small cancer that's very treatable and curable.
So if you were to just ignore breast cancer, you hear everything, you read everything, will it just go away? I mean, now are we actually spreading it or causing more harm than good sometimes?
I didn't quite understand the question. Did you say mammography is causing spreading cancers?
You do hear stories like, all right, if we treat the breast cancer, aren't we increasing the risk of spreading it as opposed to leaving it untreated? I know you've got a good answer for that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a misconception and a fallacy. Breast mammography, as far as we have studied do not cause breast cancer in the doses that we give, and it doesn't spread any cancer that's there. There's a couple of terms you brought up, and I'm glad you brought them up so I can explain them for your audience. One is a term that they refer to as the harms from mammography. And this was used by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force as a reason why it's a subjective value judgment, but to balance finding cancers early versus the downside of mammography. And what they use, they consider as harms is what we refer to in the medical profession as a false positive, meaning you go get a mammogram, and there's, and majority of the women, 90% of the women who get a mammogram, a screening mammogram, are reassured that there is no evidence of breast cancer there. About 10% of women may be called back for additional pictures just to clarify something that might be seen and that we want to be careful. We're trying to find early cancer, so we have to scrutinize it much more carefully than just assuming it's normal breast tissue. So they're called back. This may include taking a few extra pictures, and that clarifies the answer, and then they're reassured everything's okay, or possibly a supplemental test like an ultrasound, which is another test using sound waves that we can see through the breast tissue and answer a question if something is just a cyst, or some fluid, or if there's a mass there. And those take care of another maybe 80% of those patients. So then you're left with maybe about 1 or 2% of the patients from screening who are actually asked to undergo a biopsy of the breast, which is a very minimally invasive procedure. And it's an outpatient procedure. You're left with a Band-Aid. There's no stitches or anything like that. And they get their results, and the results are very accurate and within a few days. And their majority of those are going to be shown to be benign, but we will catch some small cancers. And those are the ones that then go on to see a surgeon and to get the appropriate treatment.
Well, I've got to take a quick break, Doctor, and be right back, because something I think pretty exciting is the 3D mammographies and that whole realm. So I'll be right back.